grieving children in Karachi, Pakistan, singing the Pakistan national anthem. The world is part of the grieving process in the wake of the terror attack this week in Peshawar. The violence against children at a school has brought condolences from the Taliban in Afghanistan, who called it an outrage against Islam. There's been condemnation from Pakistan's longtime combatant, India, where there was a moment of silence across schools today in India, a day of mourning in Turkey, unanimity in Europe and the United States.
Prime Minister Sharif said, "These are my children. It is my loss." Well, this morning, wherever you live, wherever you are, those are our children. And this is the world's loss.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry responding to the tragedy. Mohammed Razvi is a Pakistani-American here in Brooklyn and executive director of the Council of People's Organization. The group is holding a vigil for the victims of this tragedy. Mohammed, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
So what are people doing in the wake of this now, thinking about the people back home, wondering if this is going to finally be a game changer in Pakistan?
Well, the people, first of all, they're like terrified and so much in mourning right now, in shock of what they had seen. And for the past few days, since yesterday, they've just been going back and forth, holding vigils in different cities and pray for these children, for these innocent lives that have been lost. And that road that this school was attacked, it's a road of schools. It's not just one particular school that's on that road. And it's, you know, the kids that were going there, it's public school. It's not just all military school children that are going there. I mean, some of the kids are, you know, their parents are in the military, but majority, it's all schools who are for the public kids. They're just upset about it. And they are just now, first is mourning, and then the next steps have to be taken.
Who have you spoken to who's had the most bitter sort of sadness hearing news from Peshawar?
Well, one of the individuals who is, his name is Zakaria Khan. He's in my neighborhood, and he's from that region, and he was just in tears. And we were just yesterday, there was a small vigil right in front of the office, and we were just standing there, and we were just talking about it. How could they? How could they? How could they do this to just innocent children? We were hearing stories from there that kids, not only what you see on TV, but they actually went over and kicked kids who were wounded to see if they were alive and then shot them again if they moved.
Now, how much faith do you have in the military and in the government? I mean, in many ways, the expatriate community around the world is a vote with the feet that people have lost faith in the institutions inside Pakistan.
Well, that's something that we all need to look into deeper, because the actions that were taken, for example, right after 9/11, the military moved in and they started working with the United States, which was what we wanted, which was great, which is the best thing that could ever happen. But they need to keep moving that effort and making sure that they weed out all these terrorists from within wherever they try to hide. More and more efforts have to be taking place collectively with the U.S. and the Pakistani military to weed out these terrorists and get them. Get them wherever they are, as we did before. We're going to have to work together collectively and go after them every rock that they're hiding under.
He lives here in Brooklyn. Mohammed Razvi is a Pakistani-American. Mohammed, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll take you back to Pakistan now. Natasha Japanwala, 22 years old, from Karachi, Pakistan, left us this grieving message.
Usually when something terrible happens at home, I read everything I can find. I look at photos, I watch videos, I search and I search for closure. But this time I've been avoiding opening links. I've been avoiding reading anything other than just scanning headlines, because I don't want to know or see that this is real. We were all small once, and we have all gone to school. And I think that's what I can't deal with. Imagining what those last moments must have been like. Last moments of so much fear. This is an attack on education in a country of mass illiteracy. On hope. In a nation of stilted progress. This is an attack on children, on lives that were filled with innocence and potential and joy. Why couldn't we save them?
More on the tragedy in Pakistan right after the break. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.